Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Cassie.
Hey Dark Hearts. We should work on doing that in unison.
I know. We should probably try to plan that a little bit. Yeah. Be like, okay, have a little countdown and say it together.
It's true. We love all of our Dark Hearts that are joining us, either for, well, probably not the first time, I'm assuming, because people probably, if they are a first timer, they start at the beginning, I would assume.
Not always. I'm one of those people that I have to start at the beginning, but I know people who start at the newest and work their way back.
That's actually what I did with My Favorite Murder, now that I think of it.
I wanted to be because there are inside things. See, no, there are inside things sometimes that get pulled over that... Yeah. But then I'm like, well, what is this about? And so
sometimes I find something by like looking for a case, like, for example, the case I'm going to talk about today. I Google it and then I see there's podcasts on that. So I'm like, oh, then that's when I find another podcast and I like to listen to theirs. And so then I guess that's where you jump around. But
I mean,
we don't have that many episodes. So I guess either way, thank you for listening.
Yeah, which we did. I've noticed since our last episode, we've gotten a few new like followers on Instagram and stuff. So I'm like, oh, hey, you know, we got like 3 new followers yesterday. So
I get on my personal page. So
listen, right? My personal, I don't know. I go through spurts of posting on my Instagram anyways. And I'm like, I won't
sometimes
do anything
it's a lot
for
a of
while.
Work. You know, it just seems like a lot sometimes. I love like on Facebook because mostly if I post, it's because I want those memories to pop back up because they're really good at reminding you every year.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, 5 years ago you shared this.
And that's I like that. Time hop. Because
I don't even,
Time hop.
I have time hop, but I don't know the last time I opened it. Sometimes I get really sad when I see old pictures of like my daughter as a baby. I'm like, oh my gosh, she was so cute and sweet. And now she's sassy. And no, she's fine. Girl, that's neither here nor there. So
listen, I tell you what, when I was editing last week's episode, so much sass from that child. And it was difficult because we had that whole chunk where she was coming in.
Yep.
But I'm like, and I like had to repeat what I was saying like 3 times, which luckily I feel like it lined up pretty well.
It did. Because I forgot about it and I couldn't tell when I listened to it. So that's fair.
Still going to put out there that if anyone's an artist and can draw me a Wendigo making a snow angel, I will love you forever.
I know. I was actually, after I listened to our episode yesterday, I was like, okay, I wonder if we're going to get any pictures. I'm waiting. But
I'm just
there's no deadline on that. No.
So, I commission, like, I might have to like find some artist online or something and commission. Like, I'm going to need you to draw me a Yeti making snow angels, please.
Yeah. Yes. All the things. Gosh, that would be so great. That's too funny.
Also, if you guys didn't see on our socials, we did draw for the tote bag. And Emily, was it G?
Yep. Emily G.
She is our winner.
Last name, but
no, yeah. I mean, she was our winner. So Shannon's already taken care of that. I believe you said it's already shipped out, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Or you got it ordered to ship.
Yeah. And Emily's been an original, an OG Dark Heart.
Thanks, Emily. We're
so you're the greatest.
Thankful that you've been sticking with us. And we're thankful for all of you.
Everybody.
And listen, if we had the funds, we'd be Oprah and send everyone a tote. You get a tote and you get a tote. But
yes, everybody
we're
gets
not there
totes.
Yet.
Yeah. I know. It was like when I was doing the wheel, the customized wheel to pick the winner, I was like just so excited. I was like, I don't even care who wins. I just like love all of these people for even doing this. So
I know everyone's been so sweet. You know, we really do appreciate, we have a listener who listens on Podbean. I think we have one listener on Podbean, which is our hosting site. And she's the sweetest. She's always liking and commenting on there. Just absolutely a doll. I love it.
I know. She's sweet.
So you guys, we love the interactions. Again, send us emails whenever about anything.
Yeah. I know.
Your thoughts, your feelings.
Even just random. Yeah. Give us some cases. Like Emily's in Oklahoma now. I know her actually from my hometown, but she lives in Oklahoma. So, you know, that's in the heartland. So if you got some stories, you guys send them. Those are perfect examples. And
you know, I want your cryptid cases. Have you seen Bigfoot? Have you seen an alien, a UFO? do you know of stories? Like, listen, I want it all. Do you know of just a fun, like, maybe you don't have personal experience, but do you know of a fun cryptid like Bigfoot or the Wendigo? Or, I mean, the Wendigo's not fun, but I mean, he's interesting to hear about.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, if you have true crime stories for your other friend here, kidding. It's fine. We want it all. The true, listen, crime, true crime is where my passions are. And yeah, Cassie loves the other stuff.
I enjoy it too, but it's harder to convince.
Yes, mixing it up. The paranormal stuff, I do enjoy, and that is scary stuff to me. And Cassie and I were just discussing last night all these new shows about different paranormal things. And I'm like, I'm going to be watching those in the daytime.
Well, that's like, I like to creep myself out. And I then was watching a YouTube channel called Nuke's Top 5 or something like that. And he gets all these, which some of them are like blatantly fake.
Right.
And he doesn't claim they're true, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're like paranormal things, which is how I found something that I'm like, Shannon, this is a future case. And so then I sent you the whole thing, which is a creepy image.
I haven't watched it yet because the image, it was very creepy. And I'm like, yeah, this is for a different time.
But I think in that same one is when I found another woman's, like, she's in Pennsylvania, so we can't cover her case. But some other creepy stuff. She's got a TikTok. So then I went down that rabbit hole. And then I found this adorable older man with a haunted house. And I just, oh my God, I meant to, I sent you in TikTok one of his things.
Mm-hmm. I'm still learning how to use that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh my God, I feel like I'm heartbroken. There was like one I was watching. This poor man is just crying. And I'm like, you poor, poor old guy. Like, oh,
that's sad. I don't like that. Yeah. No, thank you.
Oop, totally just bumped my mic. But yeah, so I was going down a haunted paranormal rabbit hole yesterday. And then it was time for bed. And I was like, oh, dear God. Why did I do this?
Yeah, that kind of stuff, like, can't do that at night. But, like, I'll read all about some true crime murders, some gruesome stuff, and as I'm falling asleep, and it's fine.
I mean,
I was researching my case last night while I was, like, laying in bed, and it was very gory, and I was like, oh, this is fine. This is relaxing.
Part of my sleep routine to help me get tired is to listen to Small Town Murder, so... Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at. And you know, a lot of other people are on that same boat.
I think so. Okay. There are memes about it, so I know I'm not alone.
Yeah. For sure. So.
All right. Well, now that we've like talked about all of the things here, what are you talking about? Yeah. What are you telling us about today?
So today we're going to go to a little jaunt over to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So we're doing Minnesota. So last time we did Minnesota, you were telling us all about the Glen Sheen.
Oh, murder mansion. Yes.
Speaking of, I was like laughing because as I was looking up cases in Minnesota, all these things kept popping up about a Glen Sheen musical and like,
did we not mention that?
I don't know. Maybe you did. That was so long ago that I don't remember. And no. I was like, what?
So just like FYI, there's a Beatrice Six play. And I'm like,
play. Oh, I thought you were talking about the documentary on HBO.
No.
Okay, no.
One of the things I didn't bring up when I did that case was that they, like, the people who were doing one of the documentary things I watched were using townspeople to do an act, like, they made an actual play with court documents and interviews and things like that. And I'm like, that's a bit much.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Especially in a town where the people are still divided and there are people who still firmly believe that these six did it.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's probably why I didn't bring it up. Because I was like, that's messed up. Like,
yeah, that sure is.
That seems a little much. So maybe that's not... But I think I do recall seeing that there was a Glen Sheen, like, show or something, too. Yeah.
I was going to send that to you, and then, I don't know, I got sidetracked. But nonetheless, I was like, oh, okay. So then it took me way back, and I was like, gosh, that seemed like so long ago that we did that. So
I know
we haven't done Minnesota since then. So we're going to go back there today. We're going to actually be in St. Cloud, Minnesota, which I think is more known in there. I don't know the population. Didn't look any of that up because nobody probably really cares that much. But
I mean, I like the name St. Cloud. That would be a fun little place to live.
Yeah.
I'd want to live on like Rainbow Boulevard or something.
I know.
I don't know if that's a real thing, but it should be.
I know.
I feel like all something street just names magical. In St. Cloud should be magical or sky related.
Yeah. Glitter something. I want to live on like Glitter Lane. I don't know. Okay. So this case is going to be taking place back in the 80s. So specifically in 1988. So this one is definitely interesting. I had to ask Cassie ahead of time. I had two cases I was trying to decide between. And this one I think just had to be it because you'll see. So we're actually going to be talking a little bit about some vampire stuff. So most of our generation, I would say right now, the world really associates vampires with like the whole Edward Bella situation, all the romanticized, yes, the glamorous romanticized, you know, things. Like vampires used to be like a scary thing. And now people are like, oh my gosh, they're so cool, you know? And it's funny to me because
I'm in love with a vampire.
Right.
I'm in love with a fictional vampire, which I'm not going to lie. I have a lot of vampire books.
I love them as much as the next person. I do. I mean, I was addicted to the whole Twilight series when that came out. I get it.
Right.
I mean, that was a thing.
I've got a couple, as I'm looking over at my bookshelf, I've got a couple that are actually about dampires, which are half human, half vampire.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you told me about that. See, that's interesting. There's a lot of very interesting ones. And so, like, right now, I feel like the world is kind of obsessed with vampires, though, like, on that side of it. The whole, like, oh, they're so cool. No. Okay, so we're actually going to talk about like the OG vampire stories. Well, not, I don't know about OG because I'm not like going back to like Interview with a Vampire, which is a great movie, by the way.
Right. I was like, I think Anne Rice had some pretty great vampires.
Yes.
Too.
That stuff is legit. Oh, True Blood. I just thought, oh, I love True Blood. I read
until the last two seasons.
I don't think I finished the last two seasons because it got so like, meh. And I had read a good chunk of the books.
I read the books, eventually got to the point where I was like, okay.
It's just dragging on too far.
Yeah.
There were so many of them.
Yeah. You know. It just got to the point where I felt like it was being overdone. And then the show, I did watch all of the show, but towards the last few seasons, I was just like, meh.
When it first came out, it was so good. I actually went as Sookie for Halloween one year, so I might need to add some of those pics to show my cool vampire bites I had. obsessed. But okay, so that stuff is good, but we're talking like when I say OG, maybe it's
even like Bram Stoker.
Like The Lost Boys.
I do love The Lost Boys.
Okay, that's a classic. Is that not a classic?
It's a classic. Which, did you ever watch the sequel? I don't think I ever watched the sequel. I don't think
what's
I had,
it
like,
called?
I don't
Lost
even think
Boys
I knew 2.
Oh, just like, okay. That's why I was like,
yeah,
is it
just
like a number two situation?
Lost Boys, number two, yeah.
It's never
I think
good
they were
when
like,
they do that.
No, I think they were like, everyone loved Lost Boys. We should do a sequel.
No, no, friends.
Oh,
that's
yeah, it was The Lost Boys 2 in 2008.
Oh, it has a like fairly recent. I guess it's not. Yeah. That feels recent to me, but then I remember how it's 2022.
Oh, hey, this can't be right. This can't be for Lost Boys 2. It's saying Corey Feldman was in it.
No, maybe he was like a cameo grandpa in it.
There was a 2010 one called Lost Boys The Thirst.
Oh.
What?
Man, that's funny because I was going to talk about the Coreys, you know, Corey Feldman,
yes.
Corey Haim. It was like the 80s, the boys of the 80s that all the girls like
loved
the Coreys. And so that movie came out July 31st of 1987. So we're coming up on the anniversary of that. I mean, not that matters, but
it's older than me.
Well, I would say the same, but it's not. So, okay. So that came out in 87. So the case we're talking about happens in March of 88. So, I mean, you can kind of see the timeline there.
Right. There's before I was born.
Once again. Okay. I was definitely alive for all of this. However,
you were only like what? One or two?
I was two. Okay. I was very mature and way ahead of you already. Just kidding. Like I was out of diapers already. Okay. I'm kidding. I mean, I hope I was, but I don't know. That's a whole nother thing. So, okay. So this movie, I was going to just touch on that, which we kind of pretty much did. It was very popular movie in the 80s. It's a classic, I feel like.
It's a cult classic, I feel like.
It really is. And I mean, you can tell it's an 80s movie when you watch it. You're like, oh, graphics 100%. Aren't super great. But like then it was a huge thing. And I feel like that's kind of when people really started getting like into that whole thing. And it was cool because they were teenagers that were vampires, you know? And so, I don't know. I think that if you see, I mean, you think about how people are obsessed with vampires now, not as much like currently, even as like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but right. when like, yeah, all the shows were out and the books and stuff. But I mean, people get very obsessed with that stuff. It doesn't even have to be vampires, but since we're talking about vampires specifically, just put that into perspective as far as how people can attach to things. So, okay. Timeline wise, we're going to start talking here. So Timothy Erickson, he was 18 years old at this time. So this is 1988. He shared an apartment with his brother who was 19 years old. His name is Mark. So they like, I don't know. It couldn't have been that nice of an apartment because they would occasionally just like shelter random homeless people or runaway teens. So I'm picturing just some sketchy rundown area. Like, hey, everyone's welcome. Come on in.
I mean, that's maybe nice not. Of them,
it's cool though.
That's
yes.
the way to again. Which 80s was a different time for sure. But I just can't imagine letting some stranger into my home. Be like, hey,
I know.
Come stay here.
Right. Like, cool. You're running like the crack house. I don't know. It didn't really say, I guess, as far as what was going on there. It's cool that they were giving people a place to stay, though. Yes. We'll just focus on the positives of that.
Yeah. So, we'll say that it was a genuine positive thing.
Yeah. And maybe it was. There's not a ton of information other than the fact that they did do that. So at the time that we're talking, they actually had two girls that were staying at their apartment. So one was 15 and one was 17. That's not a big part of the story, but later on they do get mentioned again. So I just kind of wanted to mention that now that they were staying with them at the time, which also seems strange, but I guess, I don't know. Like,
I mean,
if they run away too, I'm like, wouldn't someone be looking for them? Can you get in trouble for harboring them? Like,
see, and that's what I, and again, 80s was such a different time because that's just it. It's like, okay, she's 15. She's clearly a minor.
Yeah.
But in the 80s, I also kind of feel like sometimes people were a little bit more like, meh, well, if she wants to move out on her own, whatever. And
yeah,
I'm just hoping it was all a platonic, we're roommates type thing with the 15-year-old.
I know. I don't know. It never said, we're going to just hope that that's what it was. We're going to chalk it up to that. So
perfect.
So, okay. So this was when, let's see. So this is around, we're in March of 1988. I don't know if I had said that yet. So
yes.
Okay. So one evening, Tim, his brother Mark, and the girls were there, but they were not a part of this conversation. And then they had a good friend, Tim and Mark, the brothers, they had a friend named Bill Benedict. He gets mentioned later. That's why I just wanted to give his actual name. And then there were three other 15-year-old boys that were involved. Their names are never given, probably because they're minors.
They're minors.
Yeah. So
why are 15-year-olds hanging out with 18 and 19-year-olds hanging out with 15-year-olds that aren't your relatives?
It's bizarre. Right. Yeah. So they were all there. The girls, like I said, were not, I don't even think, involved in this conversation. So we'll just say the boys because the rest of them were all male. So
were they lost boys?
the lost boys of St. Cloud. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I think we're working on a name there now for the episode. So these boys all had talked about like forming a cult, specifically a vampire cult, because the Lost Boys had just come out. And I guess Timothy was very obsessed and just fantasized with vampires after seeing the Lost Boys. So he would ask a lot of questions about vampires, and he would ask his friend Bill. I don't know why Bill, but that was mentioned several times.
There is Bill the vampire in True Blood.
Yes, on True Blood. Sookie and Bill.
Maybe Bill the vampire is a real person. Like, maybe Bill the vampire was based off of a real vampire.
Well, I remember we used to always quote him and say, like, may I drink from the femoral artery? Do you remember him always asking that? Yes. Oh my gosh. So weird. Sorry, guys.
Are they still
I'm not obsessed
in real
with
life?
Vampires. I think so. Yeah. I saw something the other day about them and I was like, gosh, that's a weird couple still. But I mean, it's not, but it is to me.
It was weird for me because I always thought of her just as Rogue first from the OG X-Men movies.
I forgot she's in that too.
Right. So then it, like, that's what I see. And then it took me a while to the, and then now it's like, sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot she was Rogue now, but
yeah.
Okay. So,
okay, back to Bill. So Bill Benedict apparently was the vampire expert. I don't know. Timothy, later on, it was said though that Timothy, I don't know if he went by Tim. It always said Timothy. We're going to call him Timothy or Timmy, Tim. He would ask a lot of questions about vampires. So he was like very serious about being obsessed with them. So most of the witnesses later on just always said that they thought he was joking about forming this vampire cult because, like, who does that? You know,
they thought did they actually say cult because people in cults don't usually call it a cult.
I know that is very true. And multiple places said cult. So I was like, oh, is vampire cult considered a cult? I mean, I guess I've never heard it in that way either. Like when you say cult, I don't think of vampires. So you never know. I don't know. So they all had talked about just, you know, forming a cult or becoming vampires. We'll just say it like that, being the last boys part two, the Minnesota chapter. And so they had always just like, they talked about that a lot. And Tim was like always very, very into that. So March 21st of 1988, all the boys that we had just talked about, this was that same time, they decided that they were going to go camping at Riverside Park, which was in St. Cloud. So before they end up going that night to go camping, their friend, who was, his name is Donald Gall, it's G-A-L-L. I'm not sure the right way. I'm going to say Gall.
Probably Gall.
Yeah. So there's another weird thing. He was 30 years old. Okay. So there's 15-year-olds hanging out with older people. And then these 18 and 19-year-olds are hanging out with a 30-year-old. So Donald was 30. He was a local homeless man that they knew because he would often stay with them. And so he showed up that night before they went to go camping. And they said he was sloppy drunk. And he had also smoked a lot of marijuana before he had came over. So he was just kind of acting a little bit crazy. So they're getting ready to go camping. And this was when Bill decided he was like a little uncomfortable with this because Donald was pretty messed up and he was going with them to go camping. I mean, he's homeless. What else is he going to go do? Like, cool. I'm going to go camp with some guys. You know, you don't really have a place to go.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he knew them. So Bill dips out, which later we'll talk about Bill a little bit more. So that just leaves the two brothers, Mark and Tim, and then the other three 15-year-old boys and Donald, just so we're kind of on the same page. I know there's a lot of
I think I remember this story now. Now that you're talking, I think I do know this story, but it's been a very long time. So
it's just so bizarre that I had to talk about it. So
no, yeah, no, I'm yeah, because I don't think it's one that's talked about very much.
No, I was disturbed when I found it. But and even then, there's not a ton of information on it because it was so long ago. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I had to look at a lot of different sources, which I guess I can talk about where I found all this stuff later. So, okay. So then they decide they're going camping, like I said. So this is at 1 a.m. that they finally leave, which when you're that age too, it's kind of cool when you can just go and do whatever you want, whenever you want. Like
it
I remember,
is, but like, have you ever tried setting up a tent?
I know. I was going to say, that's a lot of work, getting a fire. Like, how far do you have to walk?
Like, are you using your headlights?
Right.
Like, how
is it cold? It's March in Minnesota, okay? Minnesota is cold.
Minnesota's cold. Minnesota stays cold way longer than we do.
Well, and especially when they're camping near a river, like fur, right? Okay. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, I'm like, this makes no sense.
Why would you go camping in March?
Yeah. I don't know. Clearly, they were all on drugs a little bit, I think, because it talks about just a lot of marijuana, which I don't think that that impairs your judgment like that, but whatever. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So they go to the campsite. So Timmy, whatever. I don't know. We're going to call him whatever. He brings along a case of beer. Some pot and oh my gosh. I even looked up how to say this and now I can't say it right. Ephedrine?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. It's an over-the-counter stimulant, like a nervous system stimulant. So
was that like something that they used for like weight loss back in the day?
I have no idea. It sounds like it though. One of those, doesn't it? Right? Like, yeah, one of those. If you have taken this, you qualify for some settlement. Yep. So he had that. One of the other dudes brought hot dogs, it said, and
I mean, you're camping. Also, I hope someone brought stuff for s'mores.
I mean, they better have. And if they were smoking pot, they probably had the munchies. Like, come on.
Right. I hope you had all the snacks.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go camping in the cold, that's the only thing that can really make it better is food, right?
Right.
Yeah. So one of the younger guys had brought hot dogs. And then another one actually brought Tim's, his like fixed blade that he used for hunting. It was a hunting knife. And they said he just brought that along. So,
I mean, you're camping.
Right. It's smart to have a knife. It didn't. Yeah. I don't think anything necessarily weird. But then later it was said that he was heard to make a comment about a first victim. Didn't say who heard that or where that came from, but that was said when
it was just set out into the ether and somehow someone heard it.
Correct. Okay. So they hang out there for a couple hours. So they're kind of near the edge of the frozen river, which we just talked about how cold that would be. While they're there, they drank beer, they smoked pot, ate hot dogs. They said that they talked about women, hunting, drugs, jail, and motorcycles. So sounds like, you know, just a
typical bromance
time,
high.
Gross. Yeah, stupid. So around 4:30 a.m., one of the boys, one of the teenagers, the 15-year-olds, he left because he was cold and tired. So yeah, you think? Donald Gall, the homeless man, he laid down by the fire and he eventually fell asleep. So the four others that were left, they went out into the woods a little bit further where Donald couldn't hear them. I don't know how far that was, but they go out there and Tim suggests that they kill Donald and drink his blood as part of their vampire cult. So he decides to make this plan. He instructs the men to wake him up and he said that he would kill him with the knife that they had brought along. So Mark, Tim's brother, he straight up refused and wanted nothing to do with his plan. He was like, no, this is insane. Good. I'm not doing this. No.
Good on Mark. Also,
good on Mark.
Okay. Like, I'm not saying how someone should murder someone, but like, why wouldn't you keep them asleep so they can't struggle?
Yeah. Unless you're like wanting that thrill of scaring them. Like, I don't
know.
That's
true.
But it's still stupid.
You're now going to be halfway to being a Wendigo, not a vampire.
Correct. Yeah. Hello. That's not how this works.
No.
You need vampire blood.
Everyone knows. Yeah. You need to be bitten by a vampire.
Yeah. It actually has to be a vampire. Like, that just makes you weird and gross.
And they have to practically drain you, and then you have to drink their blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duh.
Like, everyone knows
nothing.
Vampire clearly. 101. Okay.
Clearly, Bill was not an expert.
No.
If he wasn't like, hey, the only way you can become a vampire is if a vampire pretty much drains you and then fills you back up with his own blood.
Or right. Her own blood. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but if all of you are planning to become vampires, there's not enough blood for you all.
No.
I mean, that there is blood, but not enough to be a vampire.
No.
And I'm sorry, but I think that transition hurts from what I've seen.
I mean, it depends. Okay. You're practically dying.
Right. I mean,
your heart has
I'm
to
sorry,
almost
but
stop.
I really don't think you're going to glow in the sun like they
or
say.
Or glitter.
Yeah, glitter in the sun. Like,
listen, if you go off of other ones, you can't even be in the sunlight.
Correct. You'll just, you'll like melt
ashes.
And blow. Yeah.
Yeah. Although the Mercy Thompson series I'm still listening to, some of the older vampires can go out in sunlight, but they're sensitive to it. They don't like it.
See,
but, you know.
It depends on who you ask. What vampires are we talking about here?
Newbie vampires for sure are not going to be out in the sunlight.
Yeah, and newbie vampires can't control their urges and they're crazy, apparently.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to work unless you have someone to like tie you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even then, they have to reel her in a little bit, you know? Like,
yeah, sometimes. She stops herself. She stops herself. It's fine.
That's true. Okay. So, see, I knew that this episode would be fun because of the vampire talking, and it kind of lightens the mood because this is actually a very dark, gross case.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's really gross. So we just have to make it more, not funny, because it's not funny, but
it's not. But for our own sanity and our own coping correct. Mechanism is humor and dark
also
humor.
Tim is a psycho. Like, okay, I'm sorry. You think that this is actually a thing, and it. I mean,
did you watch Lost Boys? Did anyone become right. a vampire by being a human and killing yeah. another human or drinking their blood? No, they did not.
And they just got really ugly faces when they became vampires. Yeah. So
Buffy, Spike, and Angel yeah. were not good looking when yes. they were vampires. Okay?
Ew, no. I remember the first time I watched it, I was so disturbed. I'm like, ew, but that's what's his face, and he's very good looking. Why?
Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. It just got weird. I apologize. Let's go back to what's going on in this 19. Let's go back to 1988.
All right.
In the freezing freaking woods.
So Mark is
like,
no
woods.
Way, Tim.
Hard pass. Not doing it. So the group of them, they return back to the campfire. This is when Tim pulls out the knife that he has, and he slowly approaches Donald. So as he does, Donald suddenly wakes up. Tim hurries, kind of hides the knife and tells him that they're just going to keep the fire going. Go back to sleep. We're just keeping the fire going.
Well,
okay.
Donald is homeless. He's used to having to be aware of his surroundings as he's sleeping. So his stuff's not stolen. So yeah, good luck
very
sneaking
fair.
Up on him, even if he is drunk and high.
Right. And cool. Like, yeah. Super doesn't care. It didn't say how big he was, but like, so I guess, I mean, and at that point, if he's 30, I guess maybe there's not a huge difference, but I feel like if he's older, maybe he's bigger than his 18-year-old kid. I don't know. But like, that's, and 15-year-old boys, like, come on, what are you guys doing? You know?
Right.
So after he wakes up, they, you know, go back to sleep. Okay. So he, sorry, totally lost my train of thought. My dog just like
I heard
made a really, you did? Okay. Yeah. She made this really weird noise and I was like debating on if I needed to pause for a second. And so I just had to give her a, like a mean look and then I lost my spot. Okay. Here we go. We're back. We're back in the game. So he goes back to sleep. Like, cool. Thanks guys. You're my friends. And right. I appreciate you keeping the fire going. Good night. So he goes back to sleep. They say he complied. I'm like, no, he was also drunk and probably yeah. physically couldn't keep himself awake. So the group returns back to the woods to discuss plan B. So they go back
I'm
out
sorry,
there.
Is his brother still there now?
Yeah,
is he still joining
okay,
in this conversation,
this is what's
even though
stupid.
He was like, I'm not part of this?
Yeah. I want to hear what you're doing, but I don't want to actually be part of it. So I feel like he was actually interested, but he just didn't want to be the one to physically do it because he kind of wanted
yeah.
to know.
Because why know. Aren't you shutting this down? Why aren't you like, hey, killing someone is a bad idea.
You're probably gonna go to prison forever and
drinking their blood, probably a bad idea for so many reasons.
Yeah, I was like, it's just not sanitary. Yeah.
It's not sanitary. Our bodies can't handle it. There are bloodborne
and
diseases.
Ew.
I mean,
the smell of blood is disturbing to me, so I don't want to imagine. Like, you know when you bite your tongue or something?
Yeah.
Like, have you, and it's like,
yeah,
ew.
That coppery taste.
The metal-y,
that
yes.
sounds good. Yeah.
No. Okay. No. So, I don't know. He was there, though, the whole time, regardless of if he had any part of it. I think my opinion is that because there were, you know, three other guys against him, like there was four of them, you know, the other two, like if he went against it and was like, no, I'm going to go tell or whatever, they all would have like teamed up. And regardless of if he was older, like three of them could probably, I don't know. I feel like part of it was like, he did want to do it, but he also just didn't want to be the one to physically do it.
Yeah.
And who knows if they would have killed him then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows, but he's
hard
there.
To say.
Okay. So he's still present. So then, you know, they decide to change the little plan. So this time they decide that Tim, he says he's going to just club Donald with like a branch, like a big log branch while he's asleep. And that while he's doing that, the others should just kick him to keep him down. And Mark still refused to participate. Okay, there we are with him. So here they go again. They start approaching Donald, and Tim did just what he said he would, and he clubbed Donald over the head with a big tree branch. The other two young men started kicking him. So they beat him until he lost complete just consciousness. So thank God for that, I guess, in the sense of he doesn't know really what happens next.
Yeah.
But also how awful.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, like, maybe he was drunk enough that he didn't really feel a lot.
Feel too much. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just bad enough. So once he's lost consciousness, Tim gets the knife. He pulls Donald's head up into the air. And he slits his throat. He immediately bleeds to death. I did read later on that they said they also had slit his wrist. I read that a couple spots, and I didn't read it a couple spots, too. So
it's hard to say.
Yeah, for sure. So they might have done that. We know for sure, though, they had slit his throat. So
the way he mentioned him pulling his head back sounds like a hunting thing, like when they, drain their throats, to drain them.
Ugh. I know. I immediately had a visual when I read that, and I was like, ew.
Yeah.
It's different when it's a human. It's bad enough when it's an animal. That makes me want to puke too, but just in general.
I mean,
it's, yeah. So
yeah.
He bleeds out. I mean, obviously very quickly. And so hopefully that was just done and over with for his sake. So Tim and the other two men who were the accomplices, they licked his blood from their hands. Yes. And then they removed his jacket and his watch. They took his wallet and they emptied all of his pockets. Tim says that they needed to get rid of the body at this point. So him and the other two 15-year-olds, they push his body off the river ice into open water. All the while covered in blood, licking the blood. And it did say later on that they had consumed blood, but a very small amount, which to me, I'm like, duh, yeah. You think? So you think if you just lick blood, like now you're a vampire? Like, right. I don't know. That's so sad to me because it's like, you just killed this guy just for to prove something to yourself or what? I don't know. You could have.
At that point, you guys could have dug
his blood and not killed
him. Done the blood brother thing and like, all right, we're going to cut all of our hands and we'll drink each other's blood. Like put in a goblet and drink each other's blood and now we're all bonded as vampires in this vampire cult.
Yeah.
That would make more sense. Just saying, if you're going to start a vampire cult, maybe that's how you do it. Is you all, this is how you bond to each other. You just slice
Cassie,
your
that's
hands.
A great suggestion for our vampire friends. No. Yeah,
you're
but
to
really,
start a vampire cult, murder does not need to be a thing.
It doesn't. And I think like maybe they just thought because this guy was homeless, like nobody would miss him. You know, I'm sure that was part of the thought process. So anyway, okay. So they dump his body into the river. So by now the sun is starting to rise because it's, you know, it was 4:30 in the morning. It didn't say how long it took them to do all the cleanup, but the group, they clean up the campsite and Tim put that branch, the log that he had used to beat Donald with, into the fire to burn it. So there was no, you know, evidence. And then they took a different route home to avoid being noticed. So on the way home, they even stopped at a convenience store and they bought cigarettes with the money that they had stolen from Donald.
Gross.
Dumb asses too. Like,
yeah. Are they still covered?
Okay, so now you've been spotted on a surveillance camera at this time. Yeah, and later it's mentioned that Tim's jacket was taken into evidence because it was covered in blood. So my thought is you're still covered in blood and you have on your jacket at this point.
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he waited outside, someone went in. I don't know any of those specifics because to me, I feel like you send in the person who's not covered in blood, which in this case, I'm going to guess is Mark, because Mark is Tim's brother who did not want to participate. Okay.
But is still an accomplice because he just sat there and watched.
Correct. Yes. And we'll talk about that a little later too, because I'm a little frustrated on finding information on that. But so they buy the cigarettes and then they return back home. So this is where those two teenage girls kind of come into play. So once they get home, Tim brags to the two teenage girls and he says, you know, that they had killed Donald and they beat him and stabbed him. And he told them that they threw his body into the river and he just continually bragged about it. And he told them that they drank his blood. No, they didn't. Gross. But also, you're a dumbass.
You licked his blood, but gross.
Right.
And also, like, that's not how you get away with murder.
So, you know, after he brags about it to the girls, the same morning, so right after this happens, Mark, the brother, Tim's brother, tells his buddy Bill, who had left the night before. He tells him about it and he says exactly what happened, but then he told Bill that Donald's death really wasn't that big of a deal. And he kind of like made it sound like it was nothing that important, yet he decided to tell him all the details. So Bill is aware of this now. So around 4 a.m. on March 24th of 1988, a few days after it, Bill was extremely drunk and somehow he wandered into the St. Cloud police station and he reports the murder. So thank you, Bill, for that. So after he reports it and tells them everything that Mark had told him, the police, you know, discover Donald's body floating in the river, a very short distance from where the boys had actually been camping. So he didn't get that far. His body wasn't that far. It was right where Bill told them it was. So shortly after this is when Tim is arrested. So he was actually arrested at the bus station, it said. It didn't say if he was trying to like run away or what exactly, but
okay.
I just thought that was kind of interesting because I thought, I wonder if he was trying to like leave town or something. But
right. Or if that was just like a hangout spot.
Yeah. I don't know. So Tim, when he gets interrogated, he initially denies any involvement. But then after they had tested his jacket, because they took his jacket and his boots and they tested them and they tell him that they found blood present on both of those items. So this is when he begins to cry and confesses. So even though he confesses, he's later states that he was coerced into doing this and he didn't have any counsel present, which I did read several places that they had read him his Miranda rights. And
so he didn't ask.
Was okay with that.
Yeah.
Correct. So he tries to play that card later on and they coerced him into doing it. Like, I feel like that's always the classic excuse on that. Mm-hmm. So then he said because of his age, they were able to like force him to confess because he was young and vulnerable.
He also said 19?
He was 18.
Was he the 18 year old?
He's the younger brother. Yep. Mark was 19. He was 18. So he also says that he had a history of psychological problems and was addicted to like chemicals. So, right. So they end up going to trial. So the defense, their ploy was that he was drunk at the time and that had made him incapable of forming any intention to actually murder. They showed his history of chemical abuse and they said that he had drank a ton of beer that night and had had a lot of the ephedrine. How do I say that? Now I can't say it.
I don't know.
Ephedrine. Okay. And that he had smoked a lot of pot as well that day leading up to the murder and that night. So they said that this really helped mask the psychological effects, that this may have made the jury reach the decision that he was incapable of premeditation is where they were going with that. So they were like,
he literally pulled people aside and was like, hey, let's do this.
Right. And took a knife and talked about it that day before that. Yeah. So that's what they're, you know, trying to convince the jury that there's no way. So they even had witnesses, you know, that proved that this all was wrong. So Mark, his own brother, even said that he has seen his brother intoxicated several times before, but that during the murder, he appeared to be sober and more level-headed than normal. So I'm like, your brother's throwing you even under the bus there. I mean, that was, you know, enough though for them to say like, okay, no, that's not it. So they even proved that he was thinking clearly enough that he was able to revise the plan after the initial one had failed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also level-headed enough to know to clean up the crime scene, knowing what he had done was wrong and hiding it. So a psychologist, though, testified for the defense and stated, and he stated in his opinion, the defendant was suffering from an organic personality syndrome, which could have been caused by his chemical abuse. And therefore, as a result, he did not know the wrongfulness of his actions. I'm like, okay, first of all, can we talk about organic personality syndrome? organic. Okay, so no,
Well,
like you're just making this up, like it's just something that's original now, and I don't know. That was very
Yeah, I don't
weirdly
understand
worded.
that.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a psychologist? What? So then also there was testimony from a psychologist and a psychiatrist on the prosecution side of things, who had observed and evaluated him, Tim, during his 60-day stay at a Minnesota State Security Hospital. And they concluded that he exhibited some antisocial behavior, but he did not suffer from any mental illness and he knew what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
So they found him guilty of murder in the first degree, and he was sentenced to life in prison. He wore out all of his appeals. I found tons and tons of things about him, trying to say once again he didn't have good counsel. Then, all the things about them not giving him counsel. I mean, he fought
Yeah.
everything for years. I think the most recent thing was in 2017. He was trying to get a new trial.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so he's currently serving his sentence out at Minnesota Correctional Facility in Faribault. And I was able to find like current pictures of him. He looks like a completely normal dude. If I saw him on the street, I would probably think he's a nice guy. I don't know. I spent a lot of time trying to see whatever happened with his brother, because his brother, being an adult, there should have been more information. It did not say
Right.
anything about the two other 15-year-olds. It said because they were minors.
Yeah.
So my guess is they ended up in some juvenile detention center situation.
And I bet their records are sealed and they're
Yep.
probably just out and about now, or they're in jail because they've
Yeah.
done other things since
Who
then,
knows?
but
I feel like Mark should be charged with something. I spent a lot of time trying to find information on him. I could not find anything. And I almost postponed us like recording this case because of that, because I kept trying to find something and I couldn't. And I thought there must be a reason as to why. My guess too is because he testified against his brother, that
I bet they
maybe
did a
he
plea
had some kind of
deal.
deal. Yeah.
And then I wonder if he
So,
changed his name.
which would you blame him? Nope.
No, because you sat around and let someone get murdered
I know. You are a
viciously.
giant piece. You're just as guilty. Like, yeah, you didn't actually.
Just because you didn't partake, you still didn't stop it. You could have
Right.
stopped it.
Right. Or at least, like, yeah, left, went right to the police, knowing what they were doing is wrong. Like, there were a lot of different things. So I
Yeah.
don't know, but it's mostly focused just on Timothy Erickson because he is the one who wanted to do all this. As far as the victim, Donald, because he was homeless, I really did not find very much information on him. I was able to find like a picture of his headstone in his obituary. But other than that, because he was, 30 as well, not like younger where people
Yeah.
necessarily were notified, I did not find a whole lot on him, which is also very sad because I'm sure there are some people out there that, probably know, I mean, by now, if they hadn't then, were
Right, but they
connected, but
probably wondered, what had happened to him if he still had family. And I mean, there's any number of reasons why someone's homeless with sometimes it's mental
yeah.
illness. It's, any number of reasons, and it doesn't mean they're a
Sad.
bad person. It doesn't mean they deserve to be
No.
murdered viciously.
No. And it's sad because it sounds like there was some trust there. I mean, he knew these guys, he had hung out with them. And enough to be like, yeah, let's go camping. Like he never once probably thought he was in danger.
Well, and
And
that's why he went
so,
back to sleep, because he realized he was among people he thought were his friends who he trusted.
yeah. And so it's really, really sad. It's like the whole thing is sad. It's like, yeah, there's that crazy aspect about it being the vampire murder, but that's, I mean, what they in Minnesota, they talk about it being the vampire murder, but.
I mean, really, it was just a guy who wanted an excuse to murder.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, really. And so he's like, well, I'm going to be a vampire. That doesn't
Yeah.
mean.
And I feel like at some point they probably tried to blame Hollywood,
Oh,
and like
yeah.
for
You
all the
know, there's
things. And
always
it's
stuff,
like,
you know. Nowadays, it's
yeah,
video games.
it's
Before, it was,
everything.
you know, it's everything. It's all
Yeah.
the things.
So that's all the information I have on it. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry, no pun intended with the cutting thing, but it was just a really sad case and not a lot on it because it was so old and because the man was homeless, but still so young, like 30 years old, but
That's yeah. heartbreaking. I bet his brother got a plea deal, and I bet he just noped out of town and changed his name.
Yeah.
So he couldn't be found. And yeah, that case is definitely an interesting one. And it's just, I don't know. It's like I said, I feel like the guy totally did one of those things where he probably already had it in his mind where this was something he had probably fantasized about before. And then here comes the Lost Boys, you know, and he's like, oh, well, if I say I'm a vampire, then vampires can kill and I can do this and it'll be fine. And it's like, nah, dude, you're just looking for a reason, which also, let's say vampires were real. They can't get away with murder. Not a good way to keep your secret that you're a vampire, to leave a bunch of dead bodies around.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm sure because those young 15-year-old boys, like, they think he's cool because he's older and has his own apartment. Right. And so, like, they were easy to convince to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the 15-year-olds, that's definitely a thing of being taken along. And you're still not, I don't know, I'm still torn on the whole, like, at 15, if you murder, are you fully developed? Are you held responsible for your actions? In this case, I think it was an older person convincing them and them going along with it, you know, so.
But still, you know that what you're doing is wrong. I mean, at that age, if you're in the right state of mind, like, you know that that's wrong.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to, defend kids in that way, but.
Yeah, I just, that's such an interesting.
Yeah. Is that one not weird or what? Like, that's a different turn. When I kept looking up Minnesota cases and that vampire murder kept popping up, and I was like, what is this? Oh my gosh. So yeah. And turns out there's several other cases very similar to one like this, because it's mm-hmm. he's not the only person who wanted to become a vampire, unfortunately.
No, so, I know I've heard of some other vampire cases as well. And I want to say, actually, Leslie and Amber from the Grim Mystics covered
one of the vampires. I don't think I've got to that one yet. I've started listening to all theirs. And
yeah. So I started from the beginning. I want to say Amber covered it. Because they had whole, like, werewolves and vampires and things, like, several episodes in a row. So, which, shout out to them. If you've listened to their most recent episode, they're the sweetest women ever. Like, they gave us such a sweet and lovely little shout out. And, like, seriously, I don't know how they think we sound more polished than they do, but that was so sweet. I teared up a little bit listening to them. They're so kind, and they really are. Sorry, they're really so much like us. Like, our podcasts really are so similar. And, like, Leslie and I have talked about wanting to do, like, a collab of some sort, and with all four of us. And just, I don't know what that looks like and what that entails, but one of these days, you know, down the road, we'll hopefully have that figured out.
I know. I think it's fun, and I think it's cool, because, like, you and Leslie have talked and become buddies. And I know they talked about us on their podcast, how me and Amber are like, hey, we're part of this too, we, like, are in the circle, but, like, we don't really know anything that's going on, so, like, you just tell me the things. But you know, I feel like we all know each other, and it's come full circle. But I'm just really bad at, like, replying to messages, and anyone who knows me can attest to that. But it's just, I get distracted, I read it on my watch, and I forget to respond. Yep. Either way, you're really good at it. So, like, you and Leslie, like, just, you guys figure it out.
Well, and then I'll find stuff. Like, I just found something from Oregon based off of a Netflix movie, which I meant to send you. So there was, like, this whole book about this guy and his daughter living in the woods and being off grid. And it was a Netflix movie. It was, like,
I saw that on Netflix.
Okay, so it's supposed to be a really good movie, and it's based off of a book, which is based off of an actual story where, like, they found them, they tried to bring them in, and then, like, one day they just vanished because, like, they didn't want to be. And I was like,
is it called, like, Without a Trace or something? Because I saw an article about it that said something about it's based off a true story that was something or another.
I sent it to Leslie because I was just like, this sounds really interesting. So if you ever need a case idea, leave no trace.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yes, I did see that on Netflix, but I have not watched that.
Which then I now get all the, like, UFO and alien stuff in my Facebook feed, and so I send it to Leslie because I'm like, at least someone appreciates this.
You know what? You and Leslie can share that, okay? And Amber and I will share the love of not believing in them. I don't know. I don't know what her thoughts are on them at all, actually, but they're actually really, really funny too. And they're really not even that far away from my hometown. So like when I do see them post stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, I know where that is. Or, you know, yeah. So it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Like, even though we're hundreds of miles apart and just technology has made it like where I feel like we know them. Like, I wish they were here right. So we could like all just go have some Mexican food together and like, right. I don't know if they like Mexican food, but that's what I would pick. And that's what we're doing. So no.
Listen, I'm all for a road trip to Colorado at some point where weed is legal and
yeah,
Mexican you can food and
fly there fairly cheap from Omaha too, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's not I don't want that bad of a drive.
I mean,
it's only an 8-hour drive. It's not terrible.
So my hometown driving there is like 6.5 and it's like the worst thing ever. So like to me, I'm like,
Nebraska's
no, no.
The worst to drive through. And you yeah. Do that way more than like, I don't.
Yeah. It's
like you
terrible.
Do it. Like even like doing that twice a year is still way too much. I mm-hmm. don't like ever do that
Hence
long
why
of a jaunt.
I don't so. Do it that much. And I love my family dearly, but I really hate that drive. And yeah, so I'm definitely not driving to Colorado. So I will be flying there and I'll meet you there. And
we're just planning this trip with these two women and we all do true crime. And they're like, we don't
We actually
really
don't want to like be friends in real life, but
don't
no.
want to meet you.
Yeah, they're good and they're very polished. I think they sound like they've been doing it forever. So kudos
to them.
Well,
they've been doing it longer than we have.
Yeah, they're good. Their sound is better than ours. I mean,
we've got our sound has gotten a
it's
lot
gotten
better.
Better. Yeah,
we've done
we're not
a
in
lot
a car
better.
Anymore.
Right. My sister not... got us this cute keychain that's like two women on a phone in a car in a garage. Like
it started. Yeah, didn't see it all started with two women. Yeah, in a car.
Yeah,
on a phone in a garage. Yeah. Whatever, because it's true. See, now we're not even in the same room or the same place.
No, we haven't recorded together in a long time.
I know. And I kind of miss you. Like, I see you on here, but it's not the same, you know?
I know.
Well, my daughter always is like, when's Cassie coming over to record? I was like, oh, yeah, we don't, like, do that now.
Well, actually, I was supposed to text you the other day because my son was like, can you text her mom and see when we can hang out?
I know. She asked me that, too, about when we're going to come over and see when we're bringing Remy to see... Wig,
Once
well,
they're
when
both
Remy
fixed yeah when at least one of them is fixed because we don't need no mother brother sister
Ew.
Thing
Mm-mm. Like we're buddies but not like that
no so. Listen our dogs are not gonna be redneck sorry that was
Hard.
We're not gonna go the down
it's the heartland
like,
it's fine but
we're
not gonna
go
there's
the
a lot of
stereotypes yeah we're
thank
not gonna,
you
we're not gonna be old English royalty of keeping
you know,
it in the family
correct. Like incest is still a crime in all 50 states last time I checked and we're not in the Game of Thrones era. I always have to mention the same TV shows. Have you noticed that I always throw out certain ones?
That's fine, but hey, just... listen, I called back to the Mercy Thompson series again this
oh
time.
Right, was that the one from last time?
Yeah, okay. It's got the werewolves and vampires and fairies.
Right,
oh my!
Right. Oh my! Yeah, that's fine. I feel like we should start getting paid by some of these platforms because of all the things we advertise for them.
But... I mean, that would be real nice. I wouldn't be mad about it. But as we're rambling, maybe we should. Like...
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, just shut up.
Like, sorry, why are you guys still talking? Like, we're just now having a conversation with each other, so we should probably
yeah,
just
it has
stop
nothing to do with any of you, so we'll just, like, hit stop, record, and then we'll carry on.
You know, but, you guys, again, we just want to say, please email us any suggestions, stories, ideas, thoughts, feelings, whatever, at heartland.darklandpodcast@gmail.com. You can... message us on any of our socials, which all will be linked in the show notes. We have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and the Tiki Talks. So
Cassie's really good at responding, as I mentioned before.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I have intentions to do it, but sometimes I get like, yeah, just forgetful. And then it gets mixed up between my personal account and sometimes I don't know what's what. So message us, we'll reach out. We'll respond, I guess, is where
I get anxiety when I see notifications. So I have to like respond immediately.
See, I don't have that.
I definitely do. I'm like, oh no, I can't have this here.
I know. So you're very good at it, Cassie. That's why we're a good team, because there's things that it just balances, you know?
We do. It yeah, it balances, it works, it's perfect. So,
it's so
until
good,
next time, stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.